Okay, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Tim in the Morning Show, broadcasting live out of the Creston Valley, where it is a chilly minus 10 degrees. First time we've gone down into the minus double digits this year, and I'm not liking it. No siree. Winds are also out of the northeast at 12 kilometers an hour, and, well, that's not so good either. Humidity, 69%, and barometric pressure, 102.8 kilopascals and rising. Now, they're calling for mainly cloudy conditions today, 30% chance of flurries, and a few flurries near the lake early this morning. Yeah. High of minus 5 today. Ooh, and look at that. Tonight we're going down to minus 14. Oh, I'm so excited. Man, we're in kind of crappy weather right through till next Wednesday here. Although we do have some sun shining, though. It's the nice thing about it is, we'll have a mix of flurries and sun tomorrow, high of minus 9. Saturday, sunny, minus 13. Sunday, sunny, minus 12. Monday, sunny, minus 11. And the same thing on Tuesday. Wednesday, of course, high of minus 9 with a chance of flurries about 60%. Anyways, what do we got here today? We're going to start off with something a little bit different. It's actually Miles Davis and John Lee Hooker together. And this is from a movie soundtrack. And name of the movie, The Hot Spot. And this particular track is just called Bank Robbery. Right here. On South Kootenai Radio. getting just a little bit funky here in the studio this morning with a little bank robbery tune. Yeah. Oh, everybody's cozy in their seat, ready to listen to the morning show, especially Linda over there at Quick X. Good morning, Linda. I hope you're enjoying the show. And coming up, we've got some Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers with Refugee. And the Heartbreakers there. Refugee, of course, that's one coming off of the Damn the Torpedo albums of 1979. That particular tune, written by Tom Petty's guitar player, lead guitar player there, Mr. Campbell. Yeah. 7:42. Hey, well, I guess we could get into this day in Canadian history right now, couldn't we? Yeah, I was going to play another song and I thought, well, let's just hang on. I just got to find my notes. Oh, December the 5th, 1902, wireless makes it across the Atlantic. That's right. Story out of Glace Bay, Nova Scotia. Italian engineer. Oh, I'm not going to try to pronounce his first name, but his last name, Marconi, transmit the first readable wireless radio signals 3,200 kilometers across the Atlantic from his station at Glace Bay, Cape Breton, to Cornwall, England. 2 years earlier, he sent a message across the English Channel on December the 12th, 1901. He had sent the first transatlantic wireless test signal, the letter S, repeated over and over. That was the old box, flying with a box kite for the antenna there. Yeah, 120-meter long copper antenna from Signal Hill, St. John's, Newfoundland. Yeah, the Canadian government gave Marconi his $80,000 to set up wireless operations at Glace Bay after nervous Newfoundland undersea cable companies claiming a monopoly on transatlantic messages booted him off the island. The Marconi Wireless Telegraph Company of Canada Limited today is, today it's called Canadian Marconi Company and was chartered in 1902. There you go. Also on this day, out of Toronto, William Lyon Mackenzie leads 800 rebels 8 kilometers down Yonge Street from the Montgomery Tavern to Toronto, where they are met by Dr. John Rolfe and Robert Baldwin. A group led by Samuel Lount is dispersed by a picket at Gallows Hill below St. Clair, and the rebels flee in disorder. 2 days later, they are routed by the militia. Oh, so that's what happens when you come out of the bar and you're all, frothing at the mouth heading down Yonge Street. What else we got here? Frank Thurston, aeronautical engineer, was born on this day in Chicago, Illinois, in 1914. Thurston's British parents took him to England as a child. 1937, he joined the National Physical Laboratory. 1947, recruited by the National Research Council to help develop Canada's aircraft industry. And in 1959, directed the National Aeronautical Establishment after cancellation of the Avro Aero project. Engineered low-speed aerodynamics and STOL projects, chaired NATO's advisory group for aerospace research and development, organized development of the Canadarm used by NASA's space shuttle. There you go. And another birthday we have here, Andy Kim, pop singer. Born on this day in 1946, Kim wrote the Neil Diamond hit "Rock Me Gently" and co-wrote "Sugar, Sugar." Oh man, really? I thought Neil Diamond was the big songwriter there. I might have to play some Andy Kim. You know, now that we've already done this day in Canadian history, unless there's one more piece of news. Is there something here that might be of interest? Well, in 1983, Hells Angels motorcycle gang invaded Quebec to do battle with the Rock Machine. Yeah. All right. I think now we'll get on to Andy Kim. Rock Me Gently, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Rock me gently, rock me slowly.
Yeah, sniffing the tears. Driver's seat. Okay, now that we've got all that sugar cubes and honey out of the way, let's play something a little rawer, a little rougher. Yeah, right here on South Kootenai Radio. For those about to rock, we salute you. We'll be right back. Okay, AC/DC. Now that we got that out of our system, we better kick back and let our favorite news crew go on with their 4 minutes and 30 seconds of an update here. And then we'll be back on the second half hour with some more great music.
Some people call me the space cowboy. Yeah. Some call me the gangster of love. Some people call me Maurice. Cause I speak of the pompousness of love. I'm doing you wrong, doing you wrong. Well, don't you worry, baby, don't worry. Cause I'm right here, right here, right here, right here at home. Cause I'm a picker, I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. I play my music in the sun. Smoker, I'm a midnight toker. I sure don't want to hurt no one. I'm a picker, I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. I play my music in the sun. I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toker. I give my love and all.
To the South Kootenai Radio, broadcasting out of Creston Valley, and be sure to tune in at 3 o'clock for the Blues Show. Have a good day.
Ah! Oh! I got a girl named Sue. She knows just what to do. I got a girl named Sue. She knows just what to do. She rocked to the east, she rocked to the west, but she's the girl that I love best. I got a girl named Daisy. She almost drives me crazy. Got a girl named Daisy. She almost drives me crazy. She knows how to love me, yes indeed. Boy, you don't know what she do to me. Tootie fruity, oh Rudy. 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 Wop, wop, wop. What you do to me, to the booty? She's the finest she can be. She's looking for a man. I hope it's me.
thank you for tuning in to South Kootenai Radio. And if you'll just hold your place right there, we will play some awesome tunes for you.
You're listening to This Day in Rock and Roll History right here on South Kootenai Radio. There we go. The Jaggers finishing things up with the rapper. Billy Mabry, a bass and drummer and vocals for the band, died on this day in 2004 at the age of 60. And, of course, Billy played the drums on the band's 1970 number two hit, The Rapper, there. Yep. Fleetwood Mac's 10th album, Going Gold, with new members Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks joining the band. And that was I'm So Afraid. Yeah. And then we had something from Beggar's Banquet by the Rolling Stones, Factory Girl. That album being released to an actual banquet, and then of course a pie throwing fight breaks out during that little episode. Yeah. What else? The Zombie, She's Not There. I had a little teaser by Frank Marino and Mahogany Rush on that one. J.J. Cale, Old Mary, and Old Mary. Let's see. That's from his. I think that might have been his last album. It came out in 2009, called Roll On. And J.J. Cale, born on this day in 1938. And, of course, we started things off with Little Richard Tutti Frutti. Little Richard, born on this day in 1932. Yeah, stay tuned again tomorrow at about 8:15. We'll have another installment of This Day in Rock and Roll History for you. All right, let's have a look at the weather across the country here right now. Well, we just dropped a degree here in the Creston Valley. It's sitting at minus 11 right now with the winds out of the northeast at 12 kilometers an hour. And we're supposed to have some cloudy conditions and possibly a 30% chance of flurries today near the lake in the morning. And anyway, not that great. Well, Over in Vancouver, it's currently cloudy and minus 3. Prince George, minus 18 down there on Hinterland Road. Ooh, real sweet. And 32, minus 32 in Yellowknife and cloudy. Calgary has minus 21 with ice crystals. Well, who wouldn't at minus 21? Yeah. Minus 22 and snowing in Regina. Oh, but minus 31 in Saskatoon. Yahoo. 12 degrees and cloudy in Toronto. What's going on there? 0 in Halifax with some sunny conditions. And 2 degrees in St. John's, Newfoundland with a few clouds. All right, let's have a look, see what we got here to get things rolling. We got a couple of more songs to fill in. Here's something a little bit different. And I know if you watch any kind of TV, you might recognize this tune. I'm open to your guesses. How's that sound? Okay, that's enough suspense. That's Gold Frap. Ooh la la. That's the music you see on TV when they're doing the new iPhone commercial. All right, let's roll it with the Guess Who doing a BTO number here. Let It Ride, right here on South Kootenai Radio. Okay, Let It Ride there. Yeah. All right, it's 8:46. You know what that means? It's time for our artist highlight. And, of course, I've decided, because it was J.J. Cale's birthday today, J.J. born in 1938, that I'd feature some of his music. And, of course, with his laid-back, rootsy style, J.J. Cale was best known for writing After Midnight and Cocaine, songs that Eric Clapton later made into hits. But Cale's influence wasn't only through songwriter. His distinctively open, about his distinctively looping sense of rhythm and shuffling boogie became the blueprint for the adult-orientated roots rock of Clapton, Mark Knopfler, among others. Cale's refusal to vary the sound of his music over the course of his career caused some critics to label him a one-trick pony. Oh, and what a one fine trick pony that would be. Yeah. But he managed to build out a dedicated cult following and had a few really awesome releases. Now, he was born in Oklahoma City and raised in Tulsa. And Cale played a variety of rock and roll bands and western swing groups as a teenager, including one outfit that also featured Leon Russell. And in 1959, at the age of 21, he moved to Nashville, where he was hired by the Grand Ole Opry's touring company. And after a few years, he returned back to Tulsa, where he reunited with Leon Russell and began playing local clubs. In 1964, Cale and Russell moved to Los Angeles. Another local Oklahoma musician, Carl Radell. Yeah. Anyways, he played with Delaney and Bonnie for a spell, and but decided to move back to Tulsa again. Yeah. But anyways, let's get on with some tunes. But of course, a big thanks going out to Golden Treasures for the sponsoring of this segment of the show. And, of course, Golden Treasure is located at 1217 Canyon Street right in downtown Creston. And they're getting all their signs changed on the building, too. It's looking mighty fine. Looks like the website's got everything, well, not quite everything. A lot of work spent on her yesterday, getting things tidied up and renamed. Looking pretty cool. All right, back to J.J. Cale. Call Me the Breeze right here on South Kootenai Radio.
listening to South Kootenai Radio.
Now, we're going to get things straight right now. Okay, Danny, is it actually pronounced scones or scones?
Scones.
And but why is that?
Because if it was pronounced scones, there would not be any E in the word.
All right. That sounds like something you might want to eat when you're listening to the folk show.
Yeah, with clotted cream and strawberry jam.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang out. After midnight, we're gonna chill and shine. We're gonna cause talk and suspicion, give an exhibition, find out what it is all about. After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang out. After midnight, gonna shake your tambourine. After midnight, it's gonna be peaches and cream. We're gonna cause talk and suspicion, give an exhibition, find out what it is all about. After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang. Suspicion, give an exhibition, find out what it is all about. After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang out.
All the girls are looking fine. Down on Cherry Street, all the girls are looking fine. When they put their hands in your pocket, they ain't feeling for no man. Down on Cherry Avenue, are looking nice.
Okay, a few songs there by J.J. Cale, born on this day in 1938. And, of course, J.J., our artist highlight today, brought to you by Golden Treasures, located at 1217 Canyon Street in downtown Creston. We finished up there with Cherry Street, After Midnight, Crazy Mama, and Call Me the Breeze. Hope you enjoyed those ones. I sure did. Anyways, that's it for the show today. Holy crow, where did that hour and a half go? Went by some fast, didn't it? Anyways, don't forget about the Hot Chicken and LP show on today at noon. Today we're going to be featuring the full album by Bob Seger, Beautiful Loser. Yeah, so what we'll do is we'll take a short 4-minute, 30-second break, have a news update, and then get back to regular broadcasting. Catch you all on the flip side, eh? And tomorrow morning at 7:30, bring a friend.